Sorry, Genesis chapter 8. If anyone realized, flood happened in chapter 6. The reset happened in chapter 8. Genesis chapter 8, let me read you this reset. We know that God has told Noah to build an ark. So much of Noah's story is incredible when you begin to read the details of what actually happened. Bible talks about that it rained for 40 days and 40 nights, but the rain was so intense that it wiped out every living thing. Only those things that were in the ark that survived it. There's so much supernatural in just that one story. It's unbelievable. So in Genesis chapter 8, verse 3, it says, so when the flood waters gradually receded from the earth after 150 days, it rained for 40 days and 40 nights, and we're still 150 days into this ark. Exactly 5 months after the time the flood began, the boat came to reset on the mountain of Ararat. 2.5 months later, as the waters continued to go down, another mountain peak became visible. After another 40 days, Noah opened the window he had made in the boat and released a raven. The bird flew back and forth until the floodwaters of the earth had dried up. He also released a dove to see if the water had receded, but the dove could find no dry ground. But the dove couldn't find, no place to land because the water still covered the ground. So it returned to the boat, and Noah held out his hand and drew the dove back inside. After waiting another 7 days, Noah released the dove again. This time the dove returned to him in the evening with a fresh olive leaf in its beak. Then Noah knew that the floodwaters were almost gone. He waited another 7 days and then he released the dove again. This time it did not come back. When I began to read this, everything God does is specific. Everything God does is specific. Now we know that there were so many species on that ark. There were so many different types of birds. But Noah got the raven and he got a dove. Mind you, the dove was never to be seen again in the Word of God until the day Jesus got baptized. But the Holy Spirit is a representative of the dove. So the raven goes out, the Bible says, that Noah released the raven out and it never returned. It just flew around and around. He released the dove, but the dove comes back. So begin to ask and begin to understand, begin to study why these two birds, why were these two birds the ones that were chosen? One thing I wanted to begin to show you is that two birds experience the exact same temperatures, experience the exact same two things. But the raven can live off dead things. The raven can live off decaying dead animals. A dove cannot. A dove needs fresh food. Two birds fly over the exact same situation, fly over the exact same turmoil, fly over the exact same things, but their existence for survival is very different. They fly over the same devastation. They saw and experienced the same emotions, but only one returned. Raven was accepting of what had happened. The raven saw and settled and said, this is it. The dove went around and said, I'm not accepting, and went back to his home, went back to Noah, who had released him. And we're back to the ark. I want to say to you that the enemy will take you back to your past. He will remind you of the hardship that you went over in 2018. He will remind you of the devastation that you had to endure. He will remind you of the things that were closed and the things that you had to go through. But I want to tell you, You can choose to be the raven and begin to accept what has happened and go, this is all that I've got to learn from. Or you can be a dove and going, but I know that where I came from, there's a greater destination for me. And I'm going to go back to where I came from and go back to there until the next time that my master will release me. Can someone give me a mighty amen? So there's two choices right now. The raven was released and the dove was released. One said, I can see what I can see, but I know where I've come from. I wonder if the raven flew so far that actually it couldn't come back. That even if it wanted to try, it was so tired and exhausted, it had to settle for the death that was now consumed on earth. But the dove went out further enough and saw the devastation and experienced the same emotion, smelled the same gunk, smelled the same death, saw everything that God had done, but went straight back to Noah's ark and waited to the next releasing. The enemy will continually try to remind you of what can be, what has happened, the failures that you've had to experience. But I want to ask you this morning, are you a raven that is surviving on dead dreams, dead relationships, past failures? Are you feeding off them now because it's so far gone and satisfied to just accept what 2018 threw at you? Or are you going to be a dove and choose the Holy Spirit to say, let's go back to the throne room of God. Let's go back to where he came. He went back to his true source. The dove didn't get lost. He knew exactly where to go. Didn't get lost on the journey. Knew exactly where the ark was. You know where the throne room of God is. It's exactly where you're at. In the middle of the valley, the throne room can be there. In the middle of your storm, the throne room can be there. But some of us are doing the same thing, can't move past. God has allowed doors to shut, but you're trying to force them back open. But the dove is there to show you there's a different option. The Holy Spirit tells you, this is your past. It's not your future. There's nothing alive here anymore. Let me say that again. There is nothing alive here anymore. Go back and hear from God. Get ready to tune in to God in 2019. The enemy's not worried about where you came from. He cares about where you're going. So everywhere the raven focused was dead, no life. Some of you need to begin to confess, I'm done doing raven seasons this year. I'm done doing raven seasons. I'm done doing the raven season. The season you're looking at is in the past. Seeing failures and pain. But I'm here to tell you to release the dove anointing. Excuse me. I worship too hard in worship. I want to show you, though, something that was really important. As we read that scripture where the dove and the raven went out, the dove never returned, but the dove did. And it came back. And then it was released again. But when the dove returned the second time, listen. The Bible says in Genesis chapter 8, the dove returned to him this evening. There in his beak was a freshly plucked olive leaf. So at this point, the mountains are just peeking through. But the dove returns a second time with an olive branch in his mouth. He didn't return with an apple to show that there's fruit in the land. He didn't return with a piece of vegetable to show that there was growth coming back. He returned with an olive tree. Can you open it? He came back with an olive branch. I want to tell you something about the olive branch. The olive branch told Noah something. The olive branch told Noah that even though in the storm and in the flood, so the olive tree represents the anointing. Can someone say amen? The olive tree represents the anointing. Olives represents the anointing. So of all the vegetation that the dove could return, he returned an olive tree. What God was trying to say to Noah, through all the devastation that you've had, thank you. Through all the devastation that you've had to walk through all the devastation I've allowed you to witness, through everything that didn't make sense when I asked you to come into an ark that you'd never seen rain, all this thing, I wanted to show you that the very first thing that comes out of devastation is an olive tree, which represents the anointing of the Holy Spirit. It says that even though you were experiencing this, I want to show you that the anointing was always sitting under that devastation. Can someone give me a mighty amen? Everything that could have come through, not fruit, not visitation, not a harvest. The very thing that came through was an olive tree that says there is an anointing in the season that you're going through. There is devastation, but down deep down inside, there is an anointing in there. The only thing to come through with life was the anointing of the Holy Spirit. And the dove went and said, there's an anointing here. I'm going to take that back to my master. Can someone give me a mighty amen? It's time for you to realize that God says to you that there is an anointing. It doesn't matter what you've gone through. It doesn't matter what you're going through. It doesn't matter what you're seeing. Even in this situation that you're going through, there is an anointing that is at the foundation of your grounds tonight. In Esther chapter 4, he said, for you have been appointed and anointed for such a time as this. In Mark chapter 3, he says, the anointing of the sick oil will come and it will be healed upon you. Isaiah chapter 61 verse 3 says, to appoint them that mourn in Zion, to give them beauty for ashes and oil for joy for mourning, a garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they may be called trees of right, a planting of the Lord, that he shall be glorified. He's saying there's an anointing. No matter what you're going through, there is an anointing. John 1. But the anointing which has received him now abides in you. Everything you go through in 2019, there is an anointing growing underneath it that will sustain you. 100 days after the flood, 100 days after it stopped raining, the dove brings back a fresh olive branch. So what you need to understand is that the olive tree is the only tree. Listen, the olive tree is the only tree that can grow its roots inside a rock. Inside a rock, an olive tree can still keep growing. But you would say a normal tree to have leaves and any kind of fruit would take years to grow. But after everything has been killed, how is it that there is already a branch? It's because that tree had put its roots into the rock, into the foundation. So it was able to withstand any storm, any flood, any temperature, any kind of death that came its way. It connects itself to the rock. Its source of existence doesn't come from watered ground. It comes from a rock. And within the rock, it will keep moving until it finds its source deep within the earth. Is it a coincidence that the only tree that survives is rooted in a rock? Is it a coincidence that the only thing that survives and has immediate growth is the only tree that can go in a rock, that grows through a rock? But I want to tell you, the Bible says that he is our rock and he is our fortress and he is our place to run to. So I want to just speak to you this morning. If you are grounded next year in 2019, if you are grounded in your rock, if you allow him to sustain you, it doesn't matter what comes. It doesn't matter what's thrown at you, because there are going to be hardships. There are going to be hard challenges. But you need to make a commitment. How are you going to do 2019? You can either become a raven and just keep looking over devastation and flying around and around and around and around and around and around and around. Or you can choose that every time you are going to go back to the house of God, we're going to go back to our source, we're going to go back to the rock, we're going to go back to the one who founded us, the one who spoke life and destiny into us. Because you know at the very end of everything, the Bible says you are anointed for this season. When God spoke of anointing to the men of God, to the people of God, to Esther, to Deborah, they weren't sitting having everything going, working well. Esther was talked about, for you are anointed for such a time as this, when she's about to be killed for her nation. Deborah is facing King of Kings when she's been told she's been anointed. Elisha is anointed in the middle of Elijah running away. Job is anointed when everything had gone wrong. Joshua was anointed at the very moment that Moses died. None of these great people of God that we read about were seeking the anointing because they were walking on red roses. The hardship takes us to see that God has anointed us for such a time as this. Everything that we are going to face in 2019, we have the anointing for it. We have the anointing for it. We have the anointing for it. Everything that we're going to go through, we have the anointing for it. Every hardship that is going to come our way, we will cancel it, but we will also go with it and say, you can bring a storm because it will only push me further, enemy. You can come and you can give me those trials, but it will only push me further to find the anointing, because the further I go down, the quicker I'm going to get to my rock. The quicker I'm going to get down, the more I'm going to see how strong he is. It doesn't have to break us. We have to make a choice what 2019 looks like. Circumstances have one issue to break us. Cover your things this year. In 2019, cover them. Cover your finances. How do you cover your finances? You give. Because God says you are more blessed when you give. How do you cover your finances? You tithe. The Bible teaches about tithing. Every week we tell you, cover that by tithing it, saying this is God's. Can we just close our eyes? Just as I've been speaking about the raven, you recognize yourself as the raven this year. You're here because you've said God is going to be faithful no matter what. But you've done the majority of 2018 being a raven, focusing on the dead stuff, focusing on the closed doors, focusing on the negativity, focusing on those things that were dead. You spend the majority of your year wasting energy and time on the things that God had killed or tried to close on you. Well, every eye is closed. This is not about anything except for you to say, God, I know that that's who I was. But from this Sunday, I'm going to come out and I'm going to be a dove. I'm going to be a dove because I want to see the power of God. I'm not going to get exhausted. I'm going to keep running back to my source. But I want you to close the season of ravenhood over your life. If that is you, if you've had spent the majority of 2018 focused on just the negative, could you lift your hand if you want to end that season and break that off your life? Amen, that's awesome. The majority of our 2018 has not been anything else but just heavy. And it's hard to lift your eyes. It's hard. It's hard to lift your focus when the enemy's got everything, every intention of pulling you down. But I'm telling you, you are victorious because you are sitting here right now. You are winning the battle. But this morning, just keep those hands lifted. There's hands everywhere. I want to just pray. I want to cancel the season of raven over you. In the name of Jesus, I break that season where your eyes are only focused on the hardships and the negativity. I break it in the name of Jesus. I release you to be like the dove filled with the Holy Spirit. Recognize when to come back and to be refreshed and renewed under the power of the Holy Spirit. God, that we will walk into our 2019 recognizing what we're seeing, recognizing that we're looking at devastation, recognizing that we're looking at hardships. But it will not sustain us to a point where we will settle there anymore. We would see it, acknowledge it, and continue to move forward. Move back to the place where God resides. Just keep allowing the anointing now to keep speaking into that. I feel the Holy Spirit with those hands that are lifted. He's saying, that's okay. I allowed that to die. I've allowed that to die. Even though it doesn't make sense to you, I've allowed that to die. I've allowed that door to close. Some of you have had to walk through rejection papers. Not once, not twice, but over three times you've gone. Sat the same exam. And just feeling so worn out. So worn out. If that is you, if you're worn out, if you're coming to the end of 2018 and you're just worn out, could you lift your hands? Amen. 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 I'm just praying right now, Father, for a supernatural refreshing upon their life. That you are still the author. That you are still the author of this chapter. And I break all exhaustion that is in this house. I say, Father, that we are still refreshed and renewed in our workplaces. That we are fresh and renewed in our families, Lord God. That the joy of Christmas is not because of what externally happening, but we know the joy of Christmas is because we have a revelation of what this season actually means. Father, bring back to us the truth of our salvation. Bring back to us the truth of our salvation.